On Tuesday, Oracle and Quantinuum said they will install a quantum computer inside one of Oracle's American artificial intelligence data centers. Customers would reach it through the cloud account they already have, in the same building as the graphics chips they rent by the hour. Nobody in this field has put one there before. Jim's read the joint release with me.
The machine is Helios, Quantinuum's third generation system. 98 qubits, each one a charged atom held still in a trap. It went on sale last November, so the hardware isn't the news. Where it sits is. It joins Oracle's estate behind the same logins and access controls as the rest of the hall.
The alternative being a separate address entirely. IBM keeps its machines in its own quantum data centers and rents time over its crowd. IonQs sit in IonQ buildings. Google's newest chip isn't publicly available at all. Researchers apply for time.
There's a power argument underneath it too. One Helios draws roughly 60 kilowatts before cooling. Leading supercomputers are reported at 16 to 39 megawatts. Inside an AI hall, a quantum computer is a rounding error on the meter.
Which makes the accuracy claim the part I'd read twice. They call Helios the most accurate commercial quantum computer in the world, and that carries Quantinuum's own footnote. One metric, one date, both chosen by the company.
Though the figure itself was tested independently. Sandia, published in Nature in June.
That's right.
What isn't there counts as much. No site beyond US-based, no contract value, no workload named for a paying customer on day one. And the 48 logical qubits in the release describe demonstrations from November, not anything new here.
So Oracle is doing what it did with AI chips. Buy the scarce hardware, sell the plumbing. The timetable is the coming months, and it applies to a preview.
I've been Jim.
I've been Alice. See you on the next episode. This podcast was published on the 14th of August, 2026.
You've been listening to WiFarmX Briefings.